Discretion is advised.
Don't be trying to change my plans again, okay? I mean...
Change your plans? I'm trying to give you what you want, sir. Box office. And there's no bigger box office than the winner of the Royal Rumble match, the WWE Heavyweight Champion of the World, going into WrestleMania to defend that title against your biggest box office attraction, my client, Brock Lesnar. I don't like it.
I am the phenomenal one, AJ Styles, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Welcome to the Pain Clinic for January 16th. Man, we're already halfway through January. That's nuts. Holidays today, real quick. It's for all you fans out there, it's Apprentice a Dragon Day and National Nothing Day, which sounds pretty good to me. Doing nothing's always a lot of fun. Birthdays today, real quick. Former WWF. NWA, WCW manager Sir Oliver Humperdinck would have been 67 today. Unfortunately, he passed away in 2011. And if you might remember this guy, Fake Razor Ramon. Remember that guy? Danger Boy, you remember that guy?
I remember.
Okay, I want to make sure there's like a heartbeat over in the other room there. I haven't heard anything yet. Fake Razor Ramon, his name is Rick Bognar. He's 46 today. I don't think I ever remember him doing anything else but Fake Razor Ramon.
Only Fake Diesel did something.
I think Fake Razor Ramon did a guy named Titan in ECW. Was there?
Yeah, you remember, something like that.
So you remember that. There was a guy named Titan. So that's I think about the only thing I can
remember. It
wasn't
a very outstanding character.
No. Well, I mean, obviously, he didn't stay in the business long. He had enough of a resemblance to Razor Ramon to be the Fake Razor Ramon. So I want you to know the Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Light Empire Culver. Join us February 6th for UFC 196 at Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road. 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. Verdum versus Velasquez for the UFC heavyweight title. That's going to be the main event. Hosted by us, prizes and drink specials all night long. That's February 6th at Salvatore's at the garage door, UFC 196. There's a $5 cover, but ladies get in for free. So it's a glorified ladies' night, too. And we always have great crowds there, without a doubt. Hey, are you interested in roller derby? Fancy yourself a skater? The job of being an official more up your alley. Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact them at rcrd.recruitment@gmail.com. Become one of us, the few, the proud Rock City Roller Derby. Hey, welcome to the show today. I'm the Cash Man, Richie Rich. I'm here with DC Dan Cole, behind the tweeter.
Good morning.
Good morning. And across the table from him, the boy who grew up in the show, Danger Boy.
Good morning.
Danger is my middle name. There, someone had to do it this week.
We haven't had voices in a while, have we?
You haven't been hearing voices in a while? That's
well,
a good
thing.
No, I
hear voices in my head all the time.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right. So we'll have you patted down before you come up next time. 222-1280, star 1280 is the number if you want to call and get in. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. Danger Boy, you're back. Before we get too far, last week was craziness. I want to say that I'm going to do this little contest. I got a copy of this Undertaker book called 25 Years of the Undertaker. And what I'm going to do is I've got 30 numbers in a bag. Everybody who calls today gets a number. First, we're going to do 15 this week and 15 next week. So after 15, we're done. But everyone who calls and gets on the air with us and asks a good question, they're making it tough now. I don't know. I don't know if it,
challenge accepted.
Yeah.
Is the question?
You'll get a number, and if that person wins the Royal Rumble, you win this book. So we got 30 numbers. I got the phone lines are open, 222-1280, star 1280. Before we get too far into the show, Danger Boy, you weren't here last week. Were you here when we announced AJ Styles as free agent might be coming?
I was not here when we announced it, but I have been following the news.
Okay, I want to just get your opinions real quick on it before we really talk about anything else. And also, folks, you can start calling any time now. I will be drawing numbers as I answer the phone, so just I'm going to let you know that. First 15 today get a chance, a number, and if that one wins the Royal Rumble, you win this Undertaker 25 Years Undertaker book. Okay, Danger Boy, go for it.
Okay, so my thoughts on AJ Styles. AJ said he wouldn't come for, he's got to be able to support his family, and he wants to be on the main roster, which would be all indications are that's what they're going to do with him. So I'm guardedly optimistic about the fact that he is going to be making a splash in WWE. And with the fact that they're going straight with the old Bullet Club references on Twitter and allowing Finn Balor to post pretty much anything he wants, I'm quite excited to see what could happen with this if they do it right, which I, like I said, guardedly optimistic.
And I think that's because I kind of said this last week. You're probably of the same mindset I am. That, yeah, it looks like there's some promising stuff ahead, but I just don't have the faith that WWE can do it without ruining it.
The best thing going for them right now is that this is happening at a time when there is no star power because everybody's hurt. So if they get the ball rolling and they let them take off a bit and they get momentum, you can't really just stop them because nothing's going, or because John Cena comes back or Randy Orton comes back or, stuff like that. So hopefully they can get some momentum and actually pull this off before all these guys start coming back from injury.
And the injury bug kind of expanded, but we'll talk about that in just a second. First person, he hung up already. You got to get on the air if you're going to win this. 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. I might have given you a number on the phone, but if you don't come on the air with us, you're not going to win it.
Just give him a number.
Just give everybody a number?
Just give him a number.
Just give him a number? You think I'm being too tough?
No, it might be because asking us a good question from one of the people that call in is usually tough.
They don't even have to ask us a question. They can chime in like, Rashawn does or the guys.
The heel today will be played by Danger Boy.
Ooh. So, might as well talk about the expanded injury bug because we were hinting at it last week about some people that might have been injured and then came out and said they weren't, and they are. Then that would be, besides Paige, which we didn't know.
Paige is a concussion.
Concussion,
so
yeah.
That shouldn't be too long.
But then looks like Sasha.
Yeah, Sasha, who we thought she debunked it.
But now it's looking like MCL injury.
Which is not good.
Well, no. It depends what it is, because Shady McCoy had an MCL injury, and he was back in 3 weeks. Of course, he got hurt later when he got hit harder. But it's something that, they said probably mid-February, somewhere in there. So hopefully it's not. If it's not a tear, it should be okay. She just got rest.
But we will not see her for a while.
So just keep chanting, we want Sasha.
I was going to say, which is why I'm pretty sure we're getting the whole Becky Lynch, Charlotte to take us at least through January.
Yeah, they seem to keep dragging on even after they had the title match on TV. And I know a couple times now at least. But yeah, I mean, it's not a bad thing. They're going to wrestle each other at the Royal Rumble now. I believe that was added to the list. With the Royal Rumble being 1 week from tomorrow, which is, I cannot wait.
Next Sunday is so busy.
Yeah. What else? It's NFC Championship Sunday?
Yep.
Both.
That's crazy.
Championship Sunday. Championship Sunday and the Royal Rumble all in one day. Thanks, NFL and WWE.
It usually doesn't work out that way.
It's usually stuff together.
Royal Rumble is usually in that gap between. I'm glad it's that way because I have Monday off so I can actually watch the pay-per-view. But, it's usually that gap between, and it's kind of weird this year.
And 9 out of 10 years it's been in the week between the championship game and the Super Bowl.
No one cares about the Pro Bowl, so.
Yeah.
They still do the Pro Bowl?
Yeah. They choose teams and everything. They did it kind of like hockey.
I was going to say, didn't they start doing it like it's a fantasy league where they pick two NFL Hall of Famers and they pick their teams? And nobody really cares. Nobody ever watches
Jones and
it.
Joey Porter are the captains this year.
Yeah, can we just have, like, all the Bengals players, like, who else could just, start fights on the football field? Because nobody wants to watch the Pro Bowl to watch them play football. Let's just see what happens. Sideline antics, getting in fights on the field.
Pac-Man Jones, former
pushing coaches and refs.
Former TNA World Tag Team Champion.
Yes, all right. Don't forget, former TNA Tag Champ.
222-1280 is the phone number. Remember, if you call and get on, you'll get a number, and you have a chance to win this Undertaker book. We got Rick from Rochester. What's up, Rick?
Top of the morning to you guys.
Okay. St. Patrick's Day is a couple of months off, but top of the morning to you, sir.
I'm prepping myself.
Gotcha.
Few things on my mind today. The WWE creative team is still, are they still trying to toy with the idea of having another, the Sister Abigail enter the stable?
I think WWE creative is kind of an oxymoron.
It's very true.
I just I saw that rumor too, where maybe they're thinking about it, introducing Sister Abigail, but really, if they can't do anything with the Wyatt family they have now, I don't think adding somebody to the group is going to make things any better.
It does seem they're giving them a little stature, though, because they're letting them like interrupt Vince with the darkness and everything. And
yeah, they did do that. They did start Monday that way, but you know,
I was kind of hoping he would just call out Vince.
But you know, I gotta say, that Monday Raw promo to start the show was so terrible.
Terrible.
Yeah,
it was. You know, the thing is when you can't make the crowd pop in New Orleans at all, there was. I mean, I heard crickets. The thing that did make it pop was that moment when the Wyatt family showed up, but then we went right back into the promo again, and it was like crickets again.
So here's another issue that happened. Why do you have an all-versus-one match that doesn't even finish one match?
Good question.
Yeah, that was pretty terrible.
Kevin Owens never lost, never won. It just ended in a cluster.
I will say one thing. I enjoy Kevin Owens this past Monday. I think he's slowly but surely becoming the guy they lean on to get the heel heat on Raw.
And to bring out a good match in some way.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, but Rick, go ahead, man.
Okay, no worries. Now, is it true that, or is it damn true that WWE's talking with Kirk Angle again?
I have not seen that.
I haven't seen it recently, and I know Kurt said he's going to be taking time off from wrestling when he's done with his TNA contract.
Well, what did Rick say? I'm sorry, I missed that.
He wanted to know if WWE is talking to Kurt again.
No. I mean, Rick, there was talk of Kurt going into the Hall of Fame. I think it was maybe made brought up by Kurt, but I don't think it's going to happen this year, that's for sure. He's taking a year off after his contract's done, and I think it's in a couple months. I think
he's actually in an episode coming up of Duck Dynasty. I've seen a preview for it.
Oh, yeah, he fits real well there. Love that beard, Rick Kurt Angle.
There you go.
He's the Frank Beard of Duck Dynasty. See, no one's going to get that joke, but that's okay.
The one guy that didn't have the beard. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, this is just an odd question. So it's been on my mind for a while. Whatever happened to Peanut Head? Has he worked backstage with him? Is he a road agent?
Peanut Head? Dexter Manley? No, who are we talking about?
No, Teddy Long.
Teddy Long's done.
He's not going to travel with him. He's not with the company anymore.
He's going to come back and make some hot tag team matches.
You can go one-on-one with the Undertaker.
No, I have no idea. He's not. He's definitely not with him. I think he might have like a real job in real life.
He's
making
tag team matches at home.
Yeah. Making oversized suits.
Yeah, that could be it. Shrinking into non-existence. I have no idea. Teddy Long?
Oh, yeah, no, it was just on my mind for a while. I haven't seen him in a year and a half or two. I just didn't know what he was up to.
Well, I know you're a Teddy fan, so.
I love Peanut Head. Peanut Head ruled.
That's what happens when you go up against Team Johnny.
Right, that's right. Now, last thing, was it too early to switch the straps again and give it back to
Del Rio?
Yeah,
that was stupid.
I think that, you know what it is they love Kalisto. What are you saying, stupid, Danny? He's your guy on your fantasy team.
No,
you got points there.
No, the back and forth.
Oh, yeah, you know, I don't know. What it is building up more of a match at the Royal Rumble, I think, for both. And
it's also building up there's going to be a title match on SmackDown.
Pretty much,
which they spoiled on their website.
Yeah they did.
So even though they taped it Tuesday to air Thursday, they put it on their website Tuesday night.
They spoiled, didn't they? Yeah, they spoiled it, so you definitely knew what was coming back.
Their catch was, watch to see what happens after the match. Really?
Yeah, it's kind of silly.
I think it was too early. I would actually like to see it back on Kevin Owens.
I'd like to see Luke Harper hold. Well, that's
yeah, but, but speaking of crowd pops in New Orleans with that dead crowd, that was the one time they kind of got excited. Which I was waiting for because they were kind of lukewarm on the match, and then
no one thought he was going to win.
Right.
Yeah, all those close pin combinations at the end were getting the crowd going loud. So, yeah, it was pretty good. And Vince loves those. He loves Kalisto.
Kalisto's going to be the new Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, he looks just like him with a mask and everything. And
he's
channeling Eddie Guerrero in every one of his promos, which is not a bad thing. It's just, you know, I mean, you think someone looks like him would channel Rey Mysterio. Well, not that Rey Mysterio's passed or anything, but he's not there anymore.
Rey Mysterio didn't have great promos.
No, he didn't. But, you know, but, I mean, he had a lot of heart when, you know, I mean, you could read into it that he was, you know, he definitely emotionally was invested into all his promos. So I give him a lot of credit. I think he did a great job this past week, and I hope it's just not, you know, a waylaid until his tag team partner comes back.
And last thing, there's going to be no surprises this year for the Rumble they brought everybody on the stage or whatever. There's, we know people coming in that we don't expect.
Yeah, there's going to be surprises. There is every
year.
There's
always surprises.
You know, maybe we'll get Diesel
out
again.
There, on the stage that was going to, fight Roman.
Who out there on the stage? I mean, that's
that was like 29 people. Maybe not, but it looked
they
like
just a, brought the whole
all
roster.
Of the people that are going to be in the match.
That was just the whole roster, sans the Wyatt family, and then they showed up out in, in the crowd or later. So, no, it's just, everyone's available for the Royal Rumble. I think there are going to be a couple mystery spots. Who knows who it'll be.
Might be phenomenal.
Maybe we'll see Santino Marella come in again and run roughshod over seven people or whatever he did. I mean, there'll definitely be a surprise.
I'll tell you who the one surprise is that I don't want to see.
Who's that?
Triple H.
Yeah, me neither. Oh, me neither. You know, the thing is I love Roman Reigns. He goes, on Monday night, he goes, what happens if I win?
Remember what me and Mark said last week? You're if not, it happens, we're done.
Yeah, we're not. You're not watching.
We're done.
Okay. You honestly think he's going to lose?
I don't think he's going to lose, but I don't know what their plans are.
My predictions are Roman Reigns or Triple H. That's how much faith I have in WWE right now.
Well, that's going to be the main event of WrestleMania.
No.
Yes.
This is why they're in the problem they're in now, because they don't do anything with new talent. Get Triple H the hell out of there.
Develop new talent.
Yeah, I would agree.
You develop new talent by giving those big spots to somebody else. Give them some exposure. Give them the chance. Don't just say, we have nobody else that do it. Let's have Triple H fight them. No, come on.
Well, because they were building up, even before Roman Reigns won the belt, they were building up the Authority versus Roman Reigns. Authority was stopping every possibility of him winning that title.
That's fine, but WrestleMania main event is not the time for that match.
Now, I do like the tease of Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns at the end of Monday Night Raw. That was nice.
And with the finally with the diva, Sasha's out and Natalia's out. Do you think they might bring up Bayley anytime soon?
No,
I would wish, but then you would see how she dwarfs everybody else in the women's division for talent and size. I mean, except for maybe Tamina, but she's a I don't know. I would love to see her up. She's talked about it in an interview this past week about how that's her goal is to be on Monday Night Raw every week.
Yeah, I was watching that too on the app. Yeah.
Yeah. So cool, Rick. Thanks for calling, bro.
All right, thanks, guys.
Okay, 2-2-2-12-8. By the way, Rick was number 17. He got number 17.
A decent number.
I was gonna say if you
not number 27, but
definitely not. So let's go to number 5, Dave from Henrietta. Dave.
Uh huh.
What's up, buddy?
Hey. First of all, I read something this morning about Chris Jericho might be facing Dean Ambrose at WrestleMania. Thoughts on that? And I was thinking, I was going to mention last week, except for my dog was barking, what about Chris Jericho versus The Undertaker? I mean, talk about a guy who could really get under this Undertaker's skin with his talking and stuff like that, and two veterans who should be going at it that would still put on a good match. And Chris Jericho is kind of like low impact is for the 50-something-year-old Undertaker. They could put on a good match, but I think the mental build-up to it would be better than anything else.
You know, especially since now John Cena's out of the mix. I don't know.
I don't see Jericho as a good opponent for Taker.
No.
I don't see that.
And they've wrestled before. I know they've had a series of matches before.
He talks about
it
big time in his last book.
Yeah, I know that he did some stuff with him. So, You need someone established who's here already. You need someone. And someone's got. And it's got to be more, It's kind of tough with the streak broken to make it any more interesting unless you put your career on the line,
I was just going to say, I did see one thing where they said if you want to get some, entertainment value back in the Undertaker match, something has to be on the line with the streak gone, and that was number one thing they said.
Have
Taker start putting his career on the
line.
Or
someone else's career about beating him, and then, so you could have a regular superstar who would say, if I can't beat you, I'm done. Maybe Batista, I know, I mean, he's busy right now, but...
My other thought, too, was... How about The Undertaker winning the Royal Rumble or winning the Royal Rumble somehow or becoming the number one contender, then winning the championship to finish off his career at WrestleMania and then retiring, and that's it?
That would be a great send-off, but I think they should have done it a couple of years ago if they were going to. I think
But it's in Texas this year, so it would be perfect.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe Steve Austin will have something to do with it, too, because I know he's got some plans with WrestleMania. He just hasn't made them clear yet. Who knows? I don't know. Maybe, I don't know.
Do you guys have any other ideas for The Undertaker for WrestleMania?
I haven't even thought. I mean, ever since John Cena had the surgery a week and a half ago, I mean, that really put I'm sure that it scrambled everyone's to figure what they're going to do with The Undertaker. I couldn't tell you. Maybe Kane. I don't know. We've already seen that a couple times, though.
You know what? Use this, again, use this as an opportunity to push some younger talent. So just
Heath Slater.
Kevin Owens.
Yeah,
I would like that.
Owens could talk his way under his skin.
And I'll play hometown guy. Luke Harper. Why the hell not?
Jim Ross mentioned that it should be Luke Harper versus The Undertaker.
Interesting. Yeah, there's a lot of possibilities, Dave. Anything else, buddy?
Last thing. You notice last week when the one versus all match that never happened and stuff like that, but the Wyatt family stayed out of it. Everybody else pretty much got involved in the match, and the Wyatt family disappeared. So unless this is some kind of fool's gold or, like, creative just isn't doing anything with anything, hopefully this is leading to something bigger and better with WrestleMania coming up for them.
Okay. Yeah, I would. I don't know. I think that, I mean, the plans will become pretty solid within the next week and a half. So that's why it's an exciting time of year for this, you know. Go ahead.
I would really like to see Bray Wyatt behind this somehow, winning the Royal Rumble or winning the championship, and then just having those monsters protect the belt and have him do a long run. You know, whether he's good or bad, you still have the Fireflies coming out that support him, and he's still creepy enough that he's going to get booed. So,
yeah.
Of anybody, I think he's got the best following going. And, you know, again, when you have those monsters protecting you, it's going to be. It creates a great chance for somebody to finally break through a la Sting versus the Horseman to get the title from him.
Yeah, that's a very interesting look at it, Dave. Thanks for calling. I think if it was going to happen, it would have happened a while ago. I mean, because he's still, you know, I mean, there was a chance where they could have went face maybe when they reformed, you know.
They're getting face pops now.
I know, but they could have gone strictly face when they've reformed. And I feel bad because I think his time might have come and gone to be like the number one guy in the company. I just get that feeling just because of, because they just drag their feet through them doing the same thing over and over for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. So we got to go to break. Got a couple of people on the line. Remember, you get online, ask a question, you're going to get a number, and if that number wins the Royal Rumble, you'll get this 25 Years of the Undertaker, 25 Years of Destruction. It's an Undertaker book, great book. We'll be giving that out next week. Actually, if your number wins the Royal Rumble, it's yours. But you got to call in. 222-1280, Star 1280 is the number. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Dean, let me explain something to you, fella. This isn't fantasy. This is reality. You formed the League of Nations Treehouse Friendship Club, and I live in a fantasy land.
I understand what a difficult position that you're in. Your husband, your father. Please go tell them both. Brock Lesnar says no.
I'm Mr. Anderson. Anderson, and you are listening to the Pain Clinic, pro wrestling talk show on 1280 WHTK, Rochester Sports Talk. Listen and feel the pain.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man, Richard Rich, here with DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy, and don't forget that we're out 2 weeks from today. That would be 3 weeks from today. We'll be at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road, for UFC 196. Verdum versus Velasquez for the UFC heavyweight title. Cannot wait. Come out and join us. Starts at 10 p.m. Come hang out with us for UFC 196. Welcome back to the show. I should be able to figure out how many weeks it is. 222-1280 is the number. 222-1280. And if you get in and on, and I'll give you a number, and if that number wins the Royal Rumble, you win 25 Years of Destruction, the Book of the Undertaker. It's very cool. It's bound. It's huge hardcover. Nice book, and it could be yours. Got a couple people on the phone right now. We will go, let's see, with number 21, our good friend Rashawn. A good number there for the Royal Rumble, too, Rashawn. How's it going, buddy?
Good morning, guys. I'm just having a morning that's just a little bit too sweet.
Was that because Mark Fantasia's not here?
No, I'm not going to mess with Mark this morning. And
Please do.
I'm not going to say any comment about him this morning.
Please do. He's not here. Just go ahead. Take a couple shots.
No.
Come on.
That's dirty. I go straight to the face, so I'm going to wait for him, and I'll give him a shot next time he's on live, because that's not, it's more fun that way. You got to get an instant reaction.
Okay, well, what's up, dude?
All right. Well, obviously, because I said the two sweet things, it's kind of alluding to one thing. For Rick, your secret to the your secret entrance to the Royal Rumble is the Bullet Club. It's pretty freaking obvious. They messed up on WWE.com, as they seem to love to do, and everybody knows that they're coming. And those are the main guys that are going to be easily moved up to main roster very quickly, especially AJ supposedly not going to the to NXT at all. So there's your answer for that.
Oh, the problem right there is Carl Anderson can't get out of his contract till February 1st. So Doc Gallows can show up and AJ Styles can show up, but that's it.
Yeah, like I said, there you go. You got your Royal Rumble mystery right there.
But do you think it's wasted if they don't? I mean, something like that. If you're going to have them make that big of an appearance,
you got to do everybody.
You got to do everybody, and you can't just have them come in and then get eliminated. You have to. I'm sorry, if you're going to bring them in, they have to. One of them has to win. Or has to be involved in the finish.
28, 29, and 30.
If they're gonna come into WWE, they're gonna come in as a gang, and they're gonna beat somebody up, and they're gonna leave, and it may have nothing to do with the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, but the other thing I had on my mind was like the Battle Royal over at NXT this week. I noticed two things pretty unique about it. Number one, it was actually an over the top rope Battle Royal, where most of the time the women are in the middle rope, which I thought that was a good advancement for the women in wrestling, because hey, they can take bumps just like the men, and they can show the talent. So they're and it's doing it. So now that they're going over the top rope, I think it's a good improvement.
Or you could be Gail Kim going to the bottom rope.
Oh yeah, hiding under the bottom rope until it's the end of the match, like for Marie.
No, we're talking Gail Kim when she quit. She was
eliminated by rolling.
She eliminated herself by just rolling under the bottom rope.
Oh yeah, yes. I forgot about that. It happened so fast after in the beginning of the match. Almost forgot it even happened.
Oh yeah.
But I actually like Carmella winning that Royal Rumble, that Battle Royal, because since she came in, and you know, obviously she's with one of my favorite tag teams in NXT. But since she came in, you want to talk about just overall work improvement that she got? I mean, she was very green when she came in. She's still fairly green now, but at the same time, you can just see the camera work, the mic work, the in-ring work has all improved with Carmella. So I'm actually kind of glad to see they're giving her a little bit of a push and see how this goes and see how she can actually carry a match with somebody like Bayley who can really ride a match up and down like some of the old classics can.
So I don't know. See, and to take it back, so just talking about this Divas Battle Royal and NXT and talking about, you know, who's going to be the next one to step up. I'm with you. I like Carmella winning. But other than that, as far as, you know, we had that quick discussion, do you bring Bayley up? I think she has to stay in there.
There's no one ready to take her
place.
Yeah,
there's no one ready.
Well, when is the next takeover event? Don't they have a takeover event scheduled, like WrestleMania weekend or something like that?
Yeah,
like,
in Texas.
Aren't they doing something like that? I mean, it's just a good time for them to kind of build up a little bit of views and let it go a little bit. Because, you know, the whole thing with Asuka and is going to go for a while with a lot of the locker room. I mean, they're going to have her. You might see a women's faction in NXT pretty soon, the way that kind of panned out in that Battle Royal.
It could happen.
Yeah, you might. Thanks for the call, Rashawn. Good luck with your number. Thanks. We got a lot of calls we got to get, so I don't want to cut you short. 222-1280, Star 1280's number. Mark Fantasia's favorite caller, number 9. He got pulled number 9, and Scott from Henrietta. What's up, buddy?
Of all the numbers, I get number 9. I actually think Asuka could make it on the main roster, but I don't want her to because I really want to see Asuka versus Bayley. I think that would be a fun match.
Oh, she was
a fun program.
She's a great wrestler, so the both of them are. So, yeah, it would be a lot of fun.
She's a great wrestler. She still does nothing for me.
No?
I'm sorry. Asuka
really?
Does nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing for me.
Wow.
Yeah, well, he's dead from the shoulders down, so go ahead.
I mean, you guys, Rich likes Eva Marie, that's right. Rich is the only one who likes Eva Marie, and I still question that call.
Hey, listen, I said I like her. I don't think she's a good wrestler. I just, you know, I think she's pretty, so.
No. But no, I, so someone kind of stole my thunder earlier. I want Kevin Owens to take on The Undertaker. I think that would actually be a really good program, because if you think of how desperate Owens is to make himself famous, to, you know, that whole drive to be the next big thing, the next big thing is you take on The Undertaker at WrestleMania.
I think it would be a crowning achievement for a rookie year, a rookie 12 months in the WWE. And I think, you know, I mean, it's not a big deal for him to lose now, because he lost, and now he's won, what, two times since he's lost or whatever. He's won back. So, you know, it's okay if he loses again now, you know.
And Owens can carry The Undertaker. I mean, it sounds really weird to say that, but Owens has the ability to, while The Undertaker takes 15 minutes to recover from every move, you know, Owens can be trash-talking the crowd or working up the crowd. Owens can work that match and protect him. But the other part about it, too, is that there is no top heel. Beating The Undertaker would put him right at the top. It would really finally elevate him to something that a lot of us have wanted since he debuted.
My concern is that even though the streak is over, and like Cash said, you know, there's no harm and letting Undertaker lose again, I still feel like they protect him too much. So, again, even though they need to get some new talent over and established, I just worry that they would have Undertaker go over Owens.
If it wasn't for the Undertaker's history with the Wyatt family in this past year, I would have picked any of them. But because of what's happened with the tagging with Kane and Wyatt family continually losing to Undertaker and Kane, I think it makes sense to... And, you know, Kevin, give Kevin Owens a ball and see what he can do with it. The guy puts on magnificent matches. If you ever watch any of the ones that he's given time to do on pay-per-views, he's always put on a great match. So
you got to take a chance on somebody at some point. You can't just keep going. I mean, you lost Seth Rollins, so you drop back to Sheamus. Well, that didn't really work out for you, did it? No one takes Sheamus seriously. You got Alberto Del Rio there. No one likes Alberto Del Rio. He's in great shape right now, and he showed he could wrestle great matches in the indies. He goes back on WWE TV, and I fall asleep. So they got to take a chance eventually. And, I mean, they seem to like Kevin Owens. They seem to be, you know, hanging on him to put on good matches and then put people through good matches. It's a good spot for him. It would be a great spot for him.
Thanks for calling, Scott. I appreciate it. We got a lot of phone calls coming, so we got to jump to the next one. This is a joke. Joe, and he has number 16. Joe, how's it going, buddy?
Hey, Rich, sweet 16. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. How you doing?
All right. Hey, WrestleMania prediction. Sweet 16, he comes in, the hood's on, he whips his head, the hood comes off, AJ goes all the way.
Oh, nice. You want AJ, huh?
AJ Styles, baby. I think that's it. And then you bring in the NJPW guy slowly, but remember, AJ has history with Del Rio. Their ROH battle was epic for the couple of matches that Del Rio did over there before he got back to WWE.
True. And AJ, and I mean, there's so many, so many fantasy matchups with guys in WWE right now that you could have with AJ, too. So there's, but Vince McMahon, if I didn't create you, I'm not going to put you over. You know, I mean, that's unfortunate. I think the first guy he's ever let that happen to. I don't know. I mean, it's tough to say of guys who come in and aren't altered to be WWE, original products. Kevin Owens is like one, I mean, he's the same guy he was on the indie circuit, but there's not a lot of guys that can come in. You know, I mean, of course you can't change his name. That's his half of his appeal is, who he was, and people know that he's probably the best worker not signed by the company. I mean, even some of the Finn Balor is posting about, the best guys not working in WWE are got coming in, I mean, so I don't know. Who knows? I'm just so scared that the things can get ruined. And, I mean, Andrew the Authority called last week and said they're going to come out as the Bullet Club.
They own the copyright.
I heard the copyright's still owned by New Japan, so that may not happen.
Baylor
Club. That's what I've been reading. Hey, I'll make it quick. I know you guys got it. I'm watching the finish line. Rumble's going to be big. And one more comment before I get out of here. When does Joe come up to the main roster?
I don't know because Joe, I don't know. Does Joe might be like a gatekeeper down in NXT, and everyone he wrestles eventually moves the way up. I don't know. He should be up there. He could be a mystery guy in the Royal Rumble too. But
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think definitely without a doubt that he's been there long enough that he should be given a nod towards that. So yeah, good idea, Joe. Thanks for calling, brother.
All right, Rich. Love you, man.
Good luck, man. Good luck. 222-1280, star 1280. There, I didn't even think about Joe. I hate to take him out of the equation because he was such a big thing. I mean, people haven't seen him in WWE, but if you see him in TNA, this guy, he'd be great for an Owens battle, too. I would love to see that. So we got to go to break. Danny?
I'd like to see him face Taker, too.
Yeah. Oh, that would be awesome. Yeah. This is not enough time to build his character on TV. So it's got to be someone who's been there that they can go off their TV character. So
I can't wait to try to see WWE pull this rabbit out of their hat.
Yeah, it's going to be fun in the next couple of weeks. 222-1280, Star 1280. If you get in and on, I'm going to give you a number. If that number wins the Royal Rumble, I have a book here called The 25 Years of Destruction. And if your number wins the Royal Rumble, you win that. So keep on calling. 222-1280, Star 1280.
WrestleMania, because I broke him. And tonight I'm going to break someone else. Kalisto,
I want you to set your sights right here on the obscenely expensive, updated, rebooted Jeritron 6500 as we see all of the worldwide reaction. Look at this, social media going crazy. People are Twittering, Facebooking, Vining, Pinteresting, Tindering, MySpacing. Is that still a thing, MySpace? You give me one more match for the TNA World Heavyweight title, and if I can't defeat you, then I'll leave Impact Wrestling forever. If I can't beat you, then it's time for me to go home.
This is Matt Hardy, version 1, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic, the pro wrestling talk show on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I am the Cashman, Richie Rich, here with DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy. I got to tell you, some exciting things for Matt Hardy and TNA coming up, man. If you're a Matt Hardy fan, definitely, if you get a chance to watch it, watch it. I find places to watch it, believe it or not. I'm not going to say where, but there's places I can watch the show, and they've been putting on great shows since they've started on Pop TV. Hopefully it'll make Pop TV come to Time Warner. But 222-1280 is the number. Star 1280 on your cell phone. You get in and get on and ask a question. I'm going to give you a number. You will be in the drawing. If that number wins the Royal Rumble, you get this Undertaker book, 25 Years of Destruction. Coming in at number 24, it's Troy from Rochester. What's up, Troy?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How you doing, buddy?
Good, good. Now, I was contemplating. I'm like, who would be perfect for the Undertaker that he hasn't faced yet, that haven't had a good push since WrestleMania? I mean, haven't had a good WrestleMania match in the last couple of years. And one name I came...
Hold on a second. I want to do that, too. Sorry. How about you, Danny? Can you do a Danger Boy? Okay, we're scratching our faces while we're doing that. Go ahead.
Okay. The guy that I was thinking about that haven't had a good big WrestleMania push in the past couple of years, The Miz.
Ooh.
Now, it may not pop up at the top of the list for you guys, but think about it. The Miz hasn't had a good championship WrestleMania since John Cena.
For a good reason.
Yeah, I mean, he's
going to say, forget top of the list. That's not even on my piece of paper anywhere.
Right. And think about the scenario. The Miz on Miz TV, down in the Undertaker's book, and now calling out the Undertaker on Miz TV as the push to get the rivalry started. I think the Miz would be a good match for the Undertaker.
Well, you know what? I'm going to withhold judgment on that. I think the Miz is the WWE's guy who goes off and makes movies whenever they need something made, because he's done it like every year the last couple of years.
If they do that match, I will eat the Undertaker book.
Yeah,
you heard it here.
Nobody will win it. It will be eaten by Dan Cole. You know, there's so many. He's got so many things going on. If that happens, he'll eat the Undertaker book. If Roman Reigns wins, he's not going to watch wrestling anymore.
Next week is going to be very interesting for me.
The Miz will be a great match. I think he could pull it off. Like I said, him calling out the Undertaker, dissing the book and whatnot, and then all of a sudden, doom, it comes Taker on Miz TV.
You know the thing about it is I think it's got to be somebody who actually wrestles on the TV show, who doesn't come out with scarves that cover them from their head to their feet. It's got, you know, I mean, I don't think he – I don't. You know, the thing is he tries to, you know – he tries to get the heel heat by saying, when I do this, you shut this, you know, when he does, I think, and that just, I don't think he's around enough or he's on TV enough to really give in a legit, there's other guys out there that you, now think about it, what about the, who's the little guy with the ears that stick out sideways?
Neville?
Neville. Why don't you give it to Neville? Let him take a shot at the Undertaker.
It's got to be somebody that's had a great WrestleMania before.
Yeah, I don't know. They have to have it. Listen, I don't know. Sting never had a WrestleMania before. Maybe it'll be Sting, you know?
Yeah, but I think The Miz will be a great match for him. I know, like I said, I know it sounds silly and whatnot, but since that day I've seen the match he had at WrestleMania, he hasn't really been the same. I mean, how many times has he held the WWE Championship? Once, right?
He held it once for he actually, he's one of the only guys that ever defended at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's only had it once, though, right?
Yeah, yeah, and he defended against John Cena, and I think didn't he have Money in the Bank? Is that how he got it?
No, he cashed in on Randy Orton. Then yes. We got the births of the Miz girl, and then he defended against Cena. But the match ended double count out, but then restarted by The Rock, who interfered. Rock bottom John Cena, and then the Miz got the pin.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I was there. It was as awful as it sounds.
Yeah, because remember they were out crawling in the crowd at one point. They went through the wall.
Great music video though beforehand.
Yeah. Miz's entrance. Awesome.
Yeah.
Cena's god awful.
Hey, listen, nobody's mentioning The Rock either. He's going to be at WrestleMania.
I think he's going to manage Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. That's what he's going to do.
But didn't work at the Royal Rumble last year. I don't know.
Yeah, he's going to manage Roman Reigns because Roman Reigns is going through all this and he's his people's or whatnot. So after the Royal Rumble or Fastlane or whatever, he's going to announce that he's going to be in the corner of Roman Reigns. Taking on the authority and the McMahons.
I think the Rock's going to have something. I thought Rock and Ronda Rousey were going to take on Triple H and Stephanie. Mm-hmm. And even though that came out originally and then they nixed it, I still think it's going to happen, to be honest with you.
Well, Stephanie said she's training for the WrestleMania. Who would she be training for?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Ronda Rousey, she's not doing anything the next couple of months.
She's in a movie. She's making the remake of Roadhouse.
I got a question for you. Roadhouse. Goldberg in wrestling shape?
No, Goldberg hasn't done anything in wrestling in years. I mean, he's still in great shape, tip-top form. He certainly could appear out of nowhere. But it wouldn't surprise me if, he's always been open to it. He just hates the management in WWE. So, I mean...
He wants to be paid like he was working in 1998 still.
Yeah, he wants to get paid like a sick amount of money, which, but he also said he always wants to wrestle in front of his kid, but that name always pops up around this time of year, too, when you're talking mystery Royal Rumble people, so.
Mm-hmm.
But I think people know him, and I mean, remember, how long were they calling Ryback? I mean, maybe Ryback will get Undertaker.
I was thinking that would be a good match, too.
I'd like to see awesome. Ryback versus Goldberg. That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so they always compare them to.
It'll be fun, like, Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar.
I got to tell you a funny story. Have you guys read any of Scott Hall? Scott Hall did an interview this past week where he was talking about Sting. He was talking about WrestleMania last year. Remember how the NWO and the Click came out at the same time during the Sting?
Yeah.
And he said he was talking, he's looking at Sting, and he goes, and Sting wasn't going over? Something wrong here? You know, he's like, questioning why Sting would even come back just to lose at WrestleMania. And, he said I think he was insinuating more it was a payday than anything else for Sting. So, but he just found it dumb that Sting did not go over at WrestleMania last year.
As did everyone who watched the show.
Pretty much, yeah. Hey, Dave, Troy, good luck. You are number 24, okay, buddy?
All right, thank you, guys.
Not a problem, man. We still got spots left. 222-1280, star 12 is the number. You call, you get in, you get on the air. I'll give you a number. That'll be your number in the Royal Rumble next weekend. If that person wins, I've got a copy of the Years of Destruction. It's the Undertaker book. It's a beautiful, giant book. I'll post a picture of it up on our Facebook later so you can see what it is. But we got to go to break right now. 222-1280, star 12 is the number. You are listening to Pink Link on Fox Sports 1280.
The Miz from WWE. And where else would you expect to hear me on the radio in Rochester, New York? That's right, 1280 WHTK, Rochester's only sports station that matters.
That goes out to you, Troy. 1280 is a number. Hey, how did I know the Miz was going to be plugging this? We got Calvin from Rochester. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how we doing?
We're doing. Calvin's from Rochester, so it's someplace around here. But, hey, what's happening, brother? Congratulations, Calvin. You got number 22.
22 is a good number.
It is a good number, man. So you have any questions? Go ahead.
I want to see Dean Ambrose get a bigger push than what he already has. I want to see him go further.
You know what? He is the man for SmackDown. When you look at SmackDown, all you see is Dean Ambrose. So, I mean, that's a big plus. He's like the number two face with Roman Reigns being the number one.
Yeah, they need to put him ahead of Roman by his time.
I would agree with you, too. And the thing is he got a huge fan base, and he's a champion right now. So, yeah, you know what? I was looking at some statistics. And this past year, they said the most guys to wrestle matches on TV were both number one was Roman Reigns and number two was Dean Ambrose, but they were both like within a couple 98 or 99 matches this past year on TV. So they obviously the company leans on those guys to make the ratings and to be the stars of the show. So,
a friend of mine was telling me that wrestling's coming to town in March. That true?
It is. It's gonna. I think I can't remember the date. I think is it 17th? I know it definitely is coming. Well, we saw it in a lawsuit back about a year ago.
Probably around the time of that show in Toronto that's going to be on the network.
Yeah.
I think it's the weekend after.
Yeah, we'll have for sure. I know it's online. You can find it. But it definitely is coming in March. So definitely look. It's going to be a house show, though. You're not going to get a TV show here.
No, I know. I know that. We are the perfect house show.
you are right
in the middle. Yeah.
You are correct. Well, Calvin, good luck, man. You got a good number, 22. And thanks for calling.
Absolutely.
All right. We got a little bit extra time. WHTK, what's your name?
Hey, it's Scott from Rochester.
Hey, Scott from Rochester. How are you doing? Hey, Scott, by the way, your number is number 7.
Thank you. How does that work?
If number 7 wins the Royal Rumble, Scott, you win a book from The Undertaker. So.
Wow, thank you.
All right, anything else, buddy?
I just want to say that I'm a big wrestling fan, and I heard... That the wrestling's coming to town. What is the date again?
We couldn't get that for the last guy. Why don't we look for it while... Danny, can you do a little search while we're talking?
We'll see what I can find.
Scott, you just keep listening. We got a couple minutes left. Yeah, wrestling is definitely coming in March, so be looking for the advertisements to start soon. Some real quick news while we're waiting on that. They're talking about the Dudley boys possibly breaking up and going with Bubba Dudley as Bully Ray character. We remember from TNA. You think that's a good idea? I mean, I do, because I think that was a real strong character.
I think
character.
It's a good idea for Bully. I think it's a terrible idea for D-Von.
Yeah, it is.
Looks like March 6, Cash.
March 6, okay. Is that a Friday? Or is it Saturday?
Oh, God.
That's sorry. I know I asked
Saturday. It's a Sunday.
That's a Sunday.
Okay, so that looks
Sunday,
like a day.
Sunday.
Look for the ad soon, especially once we get into February.
Does that mean we're going to have a Raw maybe in Buffalo or somewhere local?
Yeah, they're doing something in Toronto. I know that. They're doing this, and they're actually doing this WWE Network show in Toronto coming up.
They just added Brock Lesnar to it.
Yeah, I saw that. They're doing it from the Rico Center, which is not the big place for the show. Is it the Rico?
I think they said it was the 11th.
The 11th? Okay.
For
so,
that.
That's going to be definitely, it's in the news here. So CM Punk may have an opponent finally if this guy Mickey Gall wins.
If he beats Michael Jackson.
If he might really? They
yes.
Didn't dig him up for that?
It says Michael Jackson.
He's fighting a guy named Michael Jackson on the prelims for UFC 196. If Mickey Gall wins that, then CM Punk will have an opponent for his very first fight in the UFC. So we got a root for that. It's coming up 196, which is next weekend, or three weekends. So, be rooting for this Mickey Gall guy to finally win. Then we'll get to see CM Punk in the octagon, which, you know, people have been waiting for forever. So
I got to do a real quick shout-out.
Okay.
With Sting being the new Hall of Famer, you know, the first Hall of Famer announced, they need a celebrity this year. They should go with Lemmy.
Oh, without a doubt. Lemmy should definitely be, it's been a sad week here. We lost David Bowie. We lost Lemmy. The only good thing about this past week is that my good friend Dan Moriarty now has the 3 to 6 p.m. time slot here on WHTK. Dan?
Correction. I was looking at last year.
Okay.
They're in Buffalo on the 19th. I don't see a Rochester date.
Okay, there is one. It's either the 17th or the 18th. I know that. It's one of the 2 days before it. So,
and yeah, that's Buffalo the 19th. That's a Saturday, so maybe the 18th.
Okay.
And the 12th is the show from Toronto.
Yeah, so they're going to. So look for the
right now on their schedule, they have Tuesday the 15th, and then March the 19th. They have nothing in between listed on live shows.
Yeah, so but I don't think they announced until they announced.
They haven't announced it yet. That list came, the list that showed Rochester, I think it was a Saturday, came out last year.
It was from a lawsuit. They had to show what days they were doing in the next year. So it's that. So that would be the 17th. Then we're talking, right?
I believe so.
Okay, so write that down on your calendar. It's coming up soon. We'll have a good time. We'll probably get some tickets to give away. I'm pretty sure we usually, and we'll, we might even get a guest. Maybe even a local guy who might be on the show. Who knows? You never know. But it's time for us to get out of here. So next week, we're going to just have to rifle through these calls. And you can only one per person get into this contest for the Undertaker book. But make sure you give us a call next week, and you get a number for the Royal Rumble. And then if that number wins, you win this 25 Years of Destruction, the Undertaker book. And then we're going to do a little dancing here before we get out of here. But
and bring money next week because I'm bringing our lotto for the Royal Rumble.
Oh, it's
strictly for entertainment purposes.
We do our own lotto.
No gambling, no gambling.
Yeah, so, but I want to thank you guys for calling. Thanks for listening. And you can be our friend on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter, Pain_Clinic on Twitter. I don't do that enough times. You know, we go to thepainclinic.net if you want to hear any of our shows. And we will see you next week, folks. Body slam someone you love. We get money, ain't the boo. Trump and Donald, they keep climbing.
Eisen and Dan Moriarty. This is Fox Sports 1280 WHDK Rochester, an iHeartRadio station.